Does being child-free help you or hurt you when it comes to stress and stress management? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about the differences between being child-free and having children in stressors in life? That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
Of course, having children can add to stress. Honestly, that's probably one of the reasons that I have chosen and that I chose to remain child-free. Because personally, I have difficulty with stress, anxiety, and depression. And I do not think that adding any additional stressors would obviously make that any better. So for me, making the decision as many years as I did ago, there was a component to that that did involve a stress level, an anxiety level, and was I willing in order to have a child? Well, you know my answer, because here we are on a child-free podcast, but I chose not to. And I continue to choose very carefully what I let into my life, secondary to the level of stress or anxiety that whatever that may be, will change in my life. I do not hide the fact that, yes, I deal with some anxiety. Yes, I struggle with coping skills to deal with stress. And yes, I struggle with depression. That's not something to hide. We all have different ways and different tools in our coping skills toolbox to deal with these added things in life. And I feel like it's important to discuss it, and to discuss it especially because we are child-free. I do feel that being child-free comes with a tagline of, oh, what do you have to be stressed about? What's stressful in your life? You don't have kids. And then those of you out there that are single with no kids, what in the world could you be stressed about? Just like many other things in society, being child-free, the assumption is that we are footloose and fancy-free, and that should not include stress or anxiety. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is okay. It is okay to have stressful times. It is okay to struggle with coping skills for stress. It is okay to have anxiety and any other related or different mental health impairments or concerns or struggles. Child-free does not automatically mean that none of those things exist. So I am going to start trying tapping as a coping skill for stress, anxiety, depression, I'm going to be exploring apps and YouTube channels that talk about and instruct tapping. So I want to know from you, what are you going to do, or what do you do to help with stress, anxiety, depression? What are some of the coping skills and tools in your toolbox? Head on over to Instagram, where all the magic happens, and join the conversation.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes, where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.